About 7:15 on a Monday morning, for my very last time, let's explore the brand new music for 2SER for the week. Joining me, as always, is music director Andrew Kuduri. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and holding back the tears for at least the next 10 minutes, Mitch.
Yeah, just keep it together over there, okay? It is a very emotional time, and I'll miss this kind of this start to the week, because it's always lovely hearing the amazing new music we get here at 2SER 107.3 every single week. You're up there busting your gut every single week to bring us the best stuff, so a big thank you to you especially. But what have you got for us this week?
Well, I've got to start with something a little bit more lighthearted, as it's a heavy time here at 2SER this week. It's the 20th album from Japan's Shonen Knife.
Oh, wow.
35 years together, these gals have been rocking out. They've come to Australia quite a few times, so I'm sure a lot of people out there are quite familiar with them. Simply the cutest buzzsaw guitar bubblegum punk that you'll ever hear, ever. They're like the Beatles meets the Ramones.
Oh,
and
perfect.
The stuff they sing about, just everyday life, walking the dog, hanging out, green tangerines, all that kind of thing. And they've kind of been a little bit revitalized over the last year or so, because their one-time drummer, Asuko, has come back on board, but she's playing bass.
Oh.
And she's playing bass alongside her sister, Naoko.
Oh.
They've got a new drummer. So it's all happening again for Shonen Knife. The new album is called Dogfight, and this is the title track. The template hasn't changed, it's nothing revolutionary, but oh, they're just so good.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. It is Shonen Knife. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3. What's the next musical treat for us, Mr. Kuduri?
Well, complete left turn from Shonen Knife, and very much geographically speaking, we're heading to Melbourne now.
Uh-huh.
I think I've talked about this fellow before, Nick Worcester from out of Victoria. He works as Wobbs.
Wobbs.
Wobbs, W-A-B-Z, and he's got a new EP out called Sleepless. Not Sleepless.
Sleepless. Gotcha.
Which is probably something you've been doing for quite a number of years here at 2SER, Mitch.
About 2 years now. About
doing
two
the brekkie shift. So, yeah, look, Sleepless from Wobbs. Look, I'm just really impressed with this guy. We've played a fair bit of him on the station. He really works this atmospheric take on two-step and garage music, and he's just got this exquisite precision with rhythm, and his textures are quite unpredictable. So you've got this really interesting set of sound clashes that they work together. It's really surprising, really magnetic. And look, I just think that this guy in a very short time has found his own zone when it comes to electronica. Yeah, look, not too dissimilar to Fortet. So if you like the headier excursions that Fortet's been engaging in with a more techno palette over the last couple of years, I'd check this out. It's Wobbs, W-A-B-Z, and the EP is called Sleepless.
Really lovely stuff. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3. My last little session of doing this is very, very, with a very heavy heart, that we go to our last piece, Andrew Kuduri. What will we hear next?
Well, before we go to our last piece, can I just say, from Drive to Breakfast to Ultimate Legend status, Mitch, you really have delivered a fantastic breakfast show, and we're all going to miss you here at 2SER. Anybody who's tuned into you over the last couple of years will know that you are definitely the friendliest voice on the Sydney airwaves so early in the morning, and sometimes you just need that, and you've been giving that to us for quite a long time, and we're going to really miss you here, and I know the listeners are too, because some of the stuff that you can get served up every morning elsewhere on the Sydney radio airwaves just doesn't cut it compared to the sunshiny way that you've conducted yourself over the period of time you've worked with us. So we'll miss you, and we need you back sometime in some capacity.
Well, I'll be back. I don't know when or why, but I'll be back sometime. That's very sweet. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Mutual benefit is what we're going to end on today. It's not a new app for dating online. It's actually the new album from a talented New Yorker. I really, really like this guy. He's just got the gorgeous and delicate songs. He just knows how to arrange a tune, basically. Mm-hmm. Very dreamy, hazy textures, tender strings, plucked, folkish guitars, percussion. Yeah, this just really, really beautiful stuff. It's coming out on the Spunk label, and the songs, they're kind of really sweet, but they're also just a little bit otherworldly, so it just takes it somewhere else with his songs. And this fellow, he's lived in and recorded in various parts of the world. He's continued to move around by choice, but he's settled in New York, so maybe this record has that kind of grounding about it as well. It's called Skip a Sinking Stone, and I thought I'd leave you with a track from it called Lost Dreamers.
For more information, check out the music review. It's called 7up at 2ser.com. Mr. Kaduri, thank you so much. It's been a wild ride.
Love you, mate.
We'll see you next time.
Let's throw